In the past year, the City Council experienced two high-profile mistakes that raised the question of ethics inside City Hall. Last year, former Deputy City Manager Pat DiGiovanni found himself in the middle of what he called a misunderstanding. He helped negotiate the costly Convention Center expansion project, while at the same time interviewing for a job with Centro Partnership, whose goal is to create a vibrant downtown. It just so happens one of Centro's board members was construction giant David Zachary, who also won the joint bid for the Convention Center project. Then in April,
Mayor and Council, in hindsight, we should have disclosed this information, clearly.
Capital Improvements Management Services Director Mike Frisbee took a tongue-lashing from the council over a branch library to be built in Councilwoman Lisa Chan's District 9. Chan owns land next to the library's site, and city staff members knew it. District 1 Councilman Diego Bernal did not take well to not knowing that information sooner.
I can understand a slip by one person or two people or three people. I think the number of people who were aware of this particular situation and didn't tell us is larger than I'm comfortable with.
In a memo to the council Thursday, Mayor Julian Castro wrote that a new committee, High Profile Contracts Accountability, will help form and implement city contracts. Bernal will chair the committee. He says it'll help shed light on high-profile contracts to avoid mistakes, misunderstandings, and the perception of poor ethical practices.
The council needs to play a larger role in the development of contracts and watching them evolve and making sure that we're all on the same page, the city staff, the city attorney, the applicants.
He says he's excited to be pioneering a new safeguard at City Hall. In May, the council voted to strengthen its ethics code, which includes increased disclosures and audits of high-profile contracts, which Bernal says this committee helps accomplish. It also adds a compliance auditor to work with the Ethics Review Board. Many of the changes involving staffing and training will start in the new fiscal year in October. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.